did not change the background. Oh, well.
We live, people.
Live. Should be. Should be live.
Give it a second. We'll let people jump in.
Should be live.
Doop, 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 live. As soon as I get the first sup or whatever, we'll know that people are in here. But, yeah.
But, I know you had a problem with it. Don't know if you're going to watch it or not.
Oh, I wasn't going to watch the second Aquaman anyway.
No, I'm talking
We're
about...
We're not even on that subject.
No, I'm going to change the subject real quick, and I'm going to say... I watched the new Mortal Kombat last night.
I still need to watch the Godzilla versus Kong, so...
Oh, you might want to do that quick, because it leaves,
yeah,
it leaves next week.
That's how I missed out on the Wonder Woman...
It's only going to... Yeah, they're only they're basically only on HBO Max for like a month, and then they get taken off. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good monster movie. I watched the new Mortal Kombat last night. I actually liked it.
No, it doesn't. I already fixed that. Title card for V3, I already fixed that.
And then, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
What?
The new Mortal Kombat. I know...
No, I haven't watched it. I will at some point, I'm sure.
I know I was wanting to either check out Godzilla or Mortal Kombat in the theaters in the area, but I just don't know.
I don't know if I want to.
I probably don't want to about the Mortal Kombat one, because to me, the very first Mortal Kombat movie was great.
No, I'd say, here, let me put it this way. What are you going to do when you go to the theater to watch that movie? Tell me your routine.
I go to the movie theater. I buy the tickets. I go get some popcorn and
drink. Nope, can't do it.
Yeah, I can.
I can't. You see where my problem is, that I might not want to see it in the theater?
Because basically, Bill...
I can't have popcorn. I can't have candy. I can't have the butter. I can't have soda.
Nachos.
I can't have sugar. I can't have nachos.
Pretzels.
You can get a bottle of water.
I can't have pretzels.
Yeah, you can get a bottle of water, but that's...
I could drink a bottle of water.
You can do that at home.
And watch the movie. Yeah. I could do that at home.
And you can save a lot more money.
Because I've thought about it. I've thought about that quite a bit. Yes, there is a One Piece in Jack, and that's what's going to sit there until we actually make the title card. Unless you want to make the title card and send it to me, I'll wait patiently.
I like the title card.
That's what the title card is currently until we make it. We usually make it after the episode, and then there's just a stand-in picture.
Because we're professional.
Because we're professional like that.
It's our own little twist. We don't want
to
copy
everybody. To be fair,
everybody.
It's because nobody... It's because we don't... Look, this time, we didn't know who we had or what we were even doing until we literally got in this room 10 minutes before we went live. So there was no time to make the title card or anything like that.
I can make it very easy. If I don't say anything in the messenger, then I'm going to be here. If I say something, that means I'm not going to be here.
But yeah, that's what's going on. That's the reason I don't know. Because you guys can still go to the theater and like have an event of it. You like drink a soda and you have a popcorn or nachos or cheese and you sit there and you got the big screen.
I can understand that you don't want to spend $20+ to drink a bottle of water.
I have to spend like $20 plus $6
for a water
so that I can have a water and sit in the theater. Like I don't know if it's worth it. I can get the same experience here at home. I'll turn the lights off and turn the TV up. Like,
then he can go into his kitchen and grab a water.
I have a pretty decent sized screen. I have a fucking 70-inch screen. I'll be fine.
But I get what you're getting at. I actually did. For me, I thought the first 1995 Mortal Kombat movie nowhere near a masterpiece. I always thought of it like a guilty pleasure movie, just something to kick back and just enjoy. This new movie blows anything Annihilation fucking did, but that wasn't too difficult to do. Annihilation was god-awful.
Oh, yeah,
it was, the
yeah.
CGI was garbage. The plot was garbage. They replaced characters.
You were thrown in, what, three or four video games into one movie?
And you don't.
I also like how they killed people off-screen in Annihilation.
You don't. Repeat. Kill Johnny Cage.
Do you remember the meeting? They go into that. They go into the room, and he's like, "Oh, how's my takeover going? We have already killed two of their best warriors, Stryker and Cabal. You never got to see them; they were just killed literally off screen.
And then you don't even get to see the fight with Sindel.
Not that anybody cared to see Stryker, but like
Cabal's cool.
Cabal's pretty cool, and we never even got to see his costume. And if we could say anything about that movie, even if the movie was bad, the costumes were pretty fucking
solid.
Okay,
the costumes were good. There are some good things about that catastrophe of a movie.
It's bad. It's a bad fucking movie.
I understand why they replaced Raiden. Because I honestly believe that the original actor died.
Didn't want to come back.
Didn't he die? I know he's dead in real life.
No,
is he not dead?
No, Christopher Lambert is not
dead. I get him confused with somebody else.
Okay, now look, I get that Stryker being one of their best fighters is a laughable statement. But you have to understand that in the context of that movie, in that universe, in that idea, they came to our universe and was killing billions of human beings. And out of billions of people on the planet, for some reason, Stryker is considered to be one of the actual people on the planet that was capable of competing in Mortal Kombat.
Well, maybe this version of Stryker was a better aimed.
Even if it makes no sense, that is, that Stryker must be one of the greatest potential humans on the planet, because that was the idea. And yes, they killed him off screen. It's stupid. The movie is stupid. We don't need to argue about that movie.
Somebody asked if the Gala photo is finished. Is it finished yet? Hello? Anybody? No? No? Okay.
What do you mean the 80? We don't have the 84?
The Garl or Garl?
Gal.
Gal, yeah.
We don't have the 84?
From what I've heard, there's multiple series. And I think I've only got a portion of it.
No, the 84, the Gal Gadot folder.
No,
Garo folder.
I don't give a shit about that right now.
Yeah,
that's not what we're on. Yeah. I really can't care right now.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah, is that
but
folder?
But in terms of
no?
this, what we're about to review, we don't have the 84 folder, right?
Technically, I would count the present Gal Gadot. It might have a few, but that's it.
Okay,
since
we'll
see. Since
the
costume might be similar, so
it's not. There are differences in every costume. I'll be able to point them out. I know them for sure. But anyways, let's start. But if we haven't, so let's start. We'll Reploid Bill Willingbush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, who's afraid of Diana? Yeah, who's afraid of Diana Prince, Ellie Wood Walker, or Linda Harrison? Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember this too well. I've seen pictures from it, but I've never actually seen it. I don't know what the pilot idea was. I don't know why it was made or why it never went, like, full circle or whatever, as far as I'm aware of. But this is this was the first live action, technically, 1967. There you go, Shane.
Oh, it's super good.
Shane isn't even looking at it.
Let's try again.
Okay. It's super good. She's wearing shorts.
Okay. That's the first one. And, wow. 1967. Wow. I realize there's only so much they could do at this time. She did wear that type of thing, believe it or not.
It is kind of comic accurate.
For a while, she did wear this, like, long skirt thing, this long star skirt. So that is accurate. The chest piece and whatnot is accurate. The tiara is accurate to comic book time. But would it be sellable? Is there a reason nobody remembers this? Damn right, there's a reason.
So that says 2 because of cleavage shot in the mirror.
It gets a 2.5. It is
Nick
literally
it
barely
well.
Passable.
So Nick and Seth gave it a 2. I'll give it a 2.
Let's do... I'll give it a 2 as well. All
right, Bill, what do you get?
He gave it a 2.5.
Ah, nice.
So it's a 2.1 for this first...
I'm being incredibly gracious, because there's a reason that's forgotten to history.
1967. Remember, we got to put the time...
Okay, we are on 1974. This is Kathy Lee Crosby.
Ooh, Okay, her aunt, the mascara.
Okay. Now, let me just tell you, Shane.
Explain.
Okay. I'm not going to explain this too much, other than to tell you that she was before Linda Carter.
Correct.
And rather than copy the comic books, they kind of decided to do their own thing.
Here's the thing. When they decide to do their own thing, this isn't terrible by any means. Is it? I mean, now, if you would say, hey, man, take a look at this picture. Guess what superhero this is.
Okay,
I would
so
not have guessed.
This is her, like you said, this is her at the mascara.
Yeah.
And if we are to rate the first costume, there is a problem. Okay? And I know this sounds petty and stupid, but she's blonde. That's not right.
No, yeah. She's always been, brunette?
Black hair,
dark hair, you know. Yeah.
Like, this is not right, and I'm sorry that that's so stupid that it knocks her down, but it does. It looks more like, and actually the chat just said it, this girl would have passed more for Wonder Girl than Wonder Woman. And mm-hmm. Yes, the hair color can be very important. It can be very important. Case in point, we're going to bring up another awful fucking movie. A single stripe of purple hair does not make you fucking Bulma.
It took me years to forget that movie, and then in an instant you bring it back.
This girl, sure, she looks like she may be a girl on Themyscira, but she's just some girl on Themyscira. This is a one.
She looks like
at
one of them
best.
Random Amazonian warriors. Yeah. I'll do one.
Technically, the redhead carried the mantle of Wonder Woman, but that is not Wonder Woman. That's not Diana. That's Artemis.
Okay, so.
They gave the ratings for the actual costume, not this robe thing.
So then, we got to get the ratings on her, because there's two costumes here. There's Themyscira look, which I'm giving it a one, and it's barely fucking passable. Yes, I believe that she's on Themyscira. That's the most I can believe.
I'll go with the one I was.
Do
well.
I believe she's fucking Wonder Woman? No, she's not.
We're just Seth gave it a one. And
yeah,
I'm just
she looks like she would be an extra.
Then I'm just waiting for Nick's score.
So that's all I can do. That's the highest I can give her is a one. She looks like she would belong on the island, not as Wonder Woman.
Okay, it's a one.
Yep, Nick gave it a one.
Now
on this
what about
one,
her?
Seth gave it a 0.5. He says, change his mind, Bill. And Nick gave it a zero for the Star-Spangled Failure.
No, Artemis is in the books right now. Artemis is damn good in the books right now. She was with Red Hood for a while recently.
I'm going with a one.
Okay, let's.
This is a zero. It's not Wonder Woman.
Okay.
It's not. It's okay. At first, for some girl on Themyscira, I'm letting it go the most I can. This is not Wonder Woman's costume. This is not her design. It's as far as I remember from the little I've seen of this, it's not her attitude. She's not blonde. Like, there's okay. Nothing here that represents
so,
Wonder Woman to me.
I'm going
to
break this down.
She doesn't have the girdle. She doesn't have the headpiece. She has the bracelets, but they're, like, wrong, and they're, like, above her costume on her sleeves, which is not right. Like, there's nothing. She has the eagle.
Now,
is that the eagle? Let me look at that. She has the eagle.
All right, so...
And maybe this is the girdle. Maybe they have it. And maybe that's because in some of the original books, that's how they explained her strength. She wore that belt, and then it modified her power.
Now, I'm going to break this down into multiple things. If you take that out of the Wonder Woman context, is this a decent costume? Yes. There's something wrong with it. For any random superhero, that's not a bad costume at all.
Oh, and just for what you mentioned, yeah, she's represented in the comics. I was confused at what you were talking about. I was irritated that Artemis was not in the Wonder Woman movie. If she would have been included, we could have had future big time storylines that would have dealt with Artemis. But she doesn't seem to be on the island.
Now, for a Wonder Woman costume, This is a zero because it's not a Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah.
This is a random. This is a good costume for a random superhero. It's a good costume. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a fine costume.
And I would also question that.
So you give it a zero.
I'm going to give it a zero because it's not a Wonder Woman costume.
I don't know if this girl was a natural blonde. Because I really don't know, but like, I don't know. Like, is there some reason they didn't dye her hair black or something? I don't know.
Could put a wig on. They had wigs back then.
This is just awful to me.
So her version of a Wonder Woman costume got a 0.3.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's move on. I'm assuming it's going to be Linda Carter.
Yes, we are now moving to the series, which is Linda Carter.
What year was that?
90.
This is 95. 75
to 79.
Now, in 74, there was 74. They tested the water with basically an awful, made-for-TV Wonder Woman movie. That's what you just saw.
Okay.
And they fucked it up.
Okay. So a year later, they decided to go back to the drawing board and try.
The 1967 thing. I really don't remember what that was about. I've only remembered seeing a couple pictures from it.
It could have just been a pilot episode.
I actually don't know.
So I know what Linda Carter.
But Linda Carter is what pretty much made her famous and created the icon in terms of the public image that we see
today.
Well,
let's be real. Before Gal Gadot even donned on the costume, the only person I ever considered Wonder Woman was Linda Carter.
Oh, she's fucking fantastic looking.
Yeah, she did a great job. Like, and she has one of the catchiest fucking intro musics ever that I get stuck
really
in my
does.
Head, too. Now, that's a good costume.
Yeah. It's very solid to what, like... This is another one of those instances, and I get that people call you out for liking originals, okay? Like the way, but look at this. Look at her face, her eyebrows. Even as cheap as this costume is, and it is.
75.
It's 75. So we're looking at an era where like they did Batman costumes and shit like that, and we knew that they were cheap, but like, look at her face. And tell me, just like Christopher, they didn't just rip her off the fucking page. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. They could not have casted this better. Literally could not have casted it better. Is the costume great?
Nick is giving it a 4.
The costume is not great.
He was
The diaper, the Wonder Woman diaper thing. Because they didn't want her, there was going to be a lot of stunts and everything,
oh,
and they didn't want her to just wear the underwear bikini.
I remember seeing it looking a lot bigger. In some
it
spots,
is.
Yeah.
It is, because when there were scenes when she had to run or lift or pick things up, they padded the back of it so that it stayed in place rather than... Because they tested this. From what I understand, I've heard a conversation with her where they tested her, where she started running, and she was wearing essentially a bikini bottom. And when she would run or move or do things, it would, like, ride up, and... She had to keep, like, reaching behind and fixing it, and then they would do a scene, they'd be like, we can't use that, we see too much of your ass. And so finally, they redid the bottom of the costume to be this thing, from what I understand. They refixed it, and that's the reason it's designed the way it is because they knew she had to move and do stunts and do fight scenes and things like that, and it just was not practical.
But, with that said, it's a good costume.
Yes, it's time, it's amazing.
And let's be real, she set a standard.
Yes. I personally would have liked the bracelets to be a little bigger,
Seth
but that's a new thing. The bracelets being bigger is a new thing.
Yes.
And
she even has her lasso of truth, even
she
though
wears,
that's just a
She
string.
Wears tights, that's not a thing. She actually doesn't wear a type of tights. The actual Wonder Woman doesn't. If we're going to mark her down for something, if we're going to be petty, but her boots are right. She does have the wristbands.
The tiara.
The tiara is, I mean, it's cheap as shit.
Oh, but yet, but once again,
but
it's there.
It's better than the first one we saw.
It's better than the first one we saw.
Now, let's be real for a minute. The cheapest thing in this picture is obviously the lasso of truth. It's a fucking string.
it's a string.
It's the cheapest
string.
Thing.
It's
but,
some floss.
But,
there you
but
go.
Here it is. Ready? It's there. It's not perfect, but it's there. I'm going to go ahead and give her a 4 because she did set a standard. It is the 70s. They didn't have the greatest costumes back then, but they had some good ones.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4 because, in fact, I'm going to... Guys.
This is a good one because, like I said, she's...
4.8. You can't take away... She is fan-fucking-tastic. Even in the cheapest garbage that you could have put her in, she looks like Wonder Woman. That makeup does not look fake on her. Her hair is wonderful. She still looks good today. She still looks like this. In fact, she's in Wonder Woman 84.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Yes,
I think I heard she was towards the end, if not an end credit.
She's in the end credits, yep. But she's a major part of the movie. Yep. She's an indirect, huge part of the movie. They use her storyline and make her a character that explains where the armor came from that Wonder Woman wears in that movie. And then they say that she disappeared. The only thing that's ever been discovered is the armor. And then you see that very much she was not beaten.
So I'm giving her a 4, and that gives her a 4.16.
That's a hard score to beat.
So now we're going to go to Adriana. I don't actually know how to say her name. Is it Padalecki?
I know exactly who this is.
This was a TV series that never made it. Yeah. It was during the time of Smallville, and it was right after Smallville.
This girl's actually in Smallville.
And what they wanted to do was they wanted to kind of pick up off the Smallville hype.
Which girl?
She was the fake Kara.
Yeah,
that showed up at the first end of season 2.
That first car.
The very first car that wore the white dress, yeah. That's her.
What they wanted to do was they wanted to pick up off of what was going on with the Smallville thing, and they wanted to kind of run with this person and do a whole new series. And this is what they were coming up with.
This one looks like that other chick that I've heard of. The other chick that picked up the Wonder Woman for
a stunt double. Oh my. That one's bad. Okay. So, this was her. This is what it would have been. Is there a shot of... Okay, the boots. Okay, I was just curious if I could see the boots real quick. All right. This is our best shot. I like the gauntlets. I don't hate the belt.
And in the comics... She did wear pants.
There was a small shot of time. In fact, this costume is pulled from the comic books. Mm-hmm. Yes, this was an actual costume that was wore in the comics when there was a big upheaval thing that was happening where they were like, Wonder Woman is a warrior and blah blah blah, and she shouldn't be wearing her panties into battle. There was like a big thing about that, give Wonder Woman pants. And so there was a small stint for a while where they tested the water with a costume where Wonder Woman wore these pants. So this is very comic accurate. The top, it's right. The eagle is fine. I don't hate the tiara. I like the long gauntlets. The rope is there. Lasso.
The tiara looks good. The
tiara looks good. She doesn't look bad. In terms of her face, I could buy it.
Yeah.
I could buy it if they'd have run a series with her. I could buy this. Her body type is fine.
Go ahead.
Her face
is
decent.
4.5 for Nick. Nick actually really likes this.
Yep. I actually think that had this, it could have been her acting. It could have been the pilot itself. I have not seen this. I've only seen the photos and whatnot. Maybe the pilot was so bad they couldn't run with it. Because I don't think she looks bad.
It's interesting because she's not a bad actress at all. Because if you watch, anybody's watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she's also in that.
She's in that as well?
Yes, okay. But she's only in it for a few seasons. Her and her friend.
Oh, I do recognize her from that now that you just said that out loud.
Yep. She was supposed, her and the other guy had to go on the run.
Yeah.
Because they basically gave themselves up and they had to go on the run. They were supposed to start their own series that was a spinoff of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it never got passed.
Damn, just back-to-back fucking this poor woman.
She's actually a pretty good actress, actually.
She cannot get her own show.
See, I like the costume.
Okay.
But I'm not buying this as Diana Prince.
Okay.
I'm buying this as that other woman who was Wonder Woman who became a Teen Titan for a while.
Talking about Donna Troy?
Yeah.
Ooh. Donna Troy is almost a clone. She's almost drawn the exact same.
Hmm.
Depending on the artist that you reference...
Give me a second, and I'll
depending
look
on the
you.
Artist that you reference, they look almost identical standing next to one another. And in most modern mythologies that they run in the comics today, they look almost identical.
Hmm.
I get what you mean. There is a difference... But those two are very close, and I see where you're making that reference, because she looks like she could be Diana, but she looks like she could play Donna Troy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I like the top.
I don't know. I actually didn't realize we've done that. We've been blacking out the chat for a minute.
I don't mind the pants.
Nick, to answer your question that you posted, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., she played Mockingbird. That was her code name. She was in a relationship with Lance Hunter.
I know that Donna Troy never officially became Wonder Woman, but
that answers your question.
There's if you look at the two of them, they were designed that way. Look at the comic books, guys. I'm not even talking. She's not a clone of Wonder Woman, but she is a clone of Wonder Woman. Just like if you go to Marvel right now, the Princess Power Princess is a clone of fucking Wonder Woman. That's what these characters are. They were built to look and be almost the exact same character, but they wanted the appeal of Wonder Woman, but they wanted it in a different book, and they didn't want Wonder Woman to be in that book, so they just copied her and put her in a book.
So I'm going for
that's what
for
Donna
this.
Troy is.
I like this costume. I know. Okay, the pants don't bother me.
Okay,
but also at the same time,
I prefer. And this is just me. When you're doing Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman is an Amazon goddess, an indestructible goddess, and a symbol of femininity. She is. And in part of that, I believe that when it's time for Diana to pull no punches, give her the armor, give her the shield, give her the power. But I do prefer the battle skirts and things of that nature. I actually prefer her in that design. I think it works more to her.
You can be strong, you can be a role model, and you can also be sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, she's Susan. Get over it, you fucking prude.
Yeah, I like her having the more feminine angle. I will say, in a show, but this has also been disproven by Gal, in a show, maybe it made more sense to have her wear the pants costume. Gonna do a bunch of stunts and all this other shit. Maybe it's a good idea. But at the same time, look at her top. That top does not contain her yabos.
In fact, I don't know. I mean,
I'm surprised that motherfucker stays on.
Yeah, I agree. You're gonna bitch about a skirt, but one false move and we got an incident. A happy incident. But I'm not. Everyone knows who kind of person I am. I think she looks great. I'm going to give this costume a 4 because I like it. There's nothing wrong with it. It is they didn't change it.
And I'm sorry, me and you are never going to agree, Kaiser. I know where they got her story. Look at her. This happens in comic books all the fucking time. They wanted Wonder Woman in another book. They just fucking copied her and gave her a different story. It's the same fucking character. She could have looked a million different ways. They chose to make her look like Wonder Woman on purpose because that was going to draw people into the Titans.
Well, Seth answered your question on how those stay up.
Two words, double-sided tape.
So was Bill good for this one?
Hold on. 4.5 as well. Okay, I gave her a 4. They gave her 4.5.
I tend to believe this could have worked. I believe that this could have been a 4. It is a decent fucking look. It looks fucking great.
And here's the thing. We can't get angry because they didn't change it for the fact of changing it because people were mad. She wore that in the comics.
Yeah.
So it is canon.
Okay. So you're sticking with a 4?
Yeah, I think so.
4 is a good number. Okay. Would you give it?
I gave it a 4.
4? Okay.
5. So she is a 4.2.
She barely beats out Linda Carter by 0.1, I believe.
I got a feeling we're going to be dropping some very high numbers for Gallo.
I do like... Oh, listen, Wonder Woman's going to get... Other than what the two previous ones.
Look at this. Look at this right here. This is Donna Troy, okay? So fucking Wonder Woman.
Look at the picture. Show me the picture again. I noticed something. That looks like Aquaman symbol on her belt. That looks like an Aquaman symbol. Is that?
I get that in comics, Like, we take certain liberties and whatnot, but
she
I'm
looks
telling
exactly
you,
like Wonder Woman.
That was her fucking. That was her design. In fact, they even put her in a Wonder Woman costume when they started her out. See her up there in the corner? Sorry, I know I'm not showing this in the show.
Yeah, that's a Wonder
but I'm just
Woman.
I'm telling the co-hosts that are here, she is fucking Wonder Woman. That's her more modern day costume. That's what she wears today.
All that is Wonder Woman wearing a black.
That's Wonder
outfit.
Woman in black. That's Wonder Woman in black and silver.
But
I think that's why I thought of her instead of
yeah. Which makes perfect sense. In yeah. fact, when I saw the pants.
In fact, there
I
are many
the same
people.
Thing at first.
There are many people that do not know comic books that have no bearing in comic books because they don't read comic books. There's nothing wrong with that.
So they won't know
comic
who
books
Donna
is
Troy
a big
is.
Thing. But there's many people that see Donna Troy and think
it's Wonder Woman.
That it's Wonder Woman.
And it's not.
Because that's the way she was created.
Well, you said that if she was a clone of Wonder Woman, she's going to look exactly like Wonder Woman because clones look exactly like the person they're cloned
well,
from.
Most of
okay,
the time.
She's not a clone. She's not a clone of Wonder Woman in storyline. She's a clone of Wonder Woman in they wanted Wonder
how
Woman
was she,
in other
how
books.
Was she brought into the comics? Was she
we're
like,
not going to do that.
Oh, well,
we're not going to do that for a reason.
It's probably too complicated.
She has the most complicated backstory and problematic fucking origin tale in all of fucking comic books.
I'll just look it up.
Okay, next
Good
Wonder
luck.
Woman. So this one got a 4.2.
We are now going to present
Gal Gadot
2016.
Which would be Batman v Super.
Okay, so we do have the 18.
Yeah,
we do have
I might
the
have a few of them, so.
Well, if this is. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we have to. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we're going to be jumping a bit with her because she has.
Her
she
pictures
has
are a little
about.
Out of order, but it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, so.
There's her Themyscira outfit.
That's
what she wore on the island.
Yep.
And that looks fine. They're all dressed similar. Even the queen. She gets a really cool fucking cloak, though.
And I saw that you wrote a short thing into the chat, but you're also wrong because her stuff has been redone and rebooted and re-escalated and changed and modified so many times. She has the most complicated origins in all of fucking comic books. You have to write a book to explain Donna Troy. I'm sorry, you can't do it in a single little chat box, dude. You can't fucking do it. That's her from the island.
Okay, I'm giving her from an island a 4.
I like it. I do. I think it's very solid. It is a 4, actually. I like that it kept a warrior angle, because that is what she is, and it makes more sense than when they run around in all of their togas and shit, you know what I mean? But, like, not that I hate that design either, but this does make a lot of sense.
You know what? I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how many much clothes she's wearing, because we gave a pass to 300 when they went out there in their underwear.
Nick gave a 3.8 for Island Woman.
Seth gave 3.5. I'm giving it a 4. I just seem to give out 4s for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, no
shit. I haven't changed, except for the first two, I haven't changed from a 4 yet.
All right, 3.86 for the Island Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Now, that is, okay.
Okay.
That's from 84.
We'll talk about the 84 armor because we just happen to be on that image.
Okay, so the armor is interesting. I actually really like it.
I like the eagle armor.
There is a point for her to wear it.
For me, the first time I saw the eagle armor was during Kingdom Come. That was the first time I remember seeing the helmet and the stuff like that.
Now, this is her just without the helmet on. There is a picture with the wings out and the helmet on if you want to. Just to give it a whole perspective of what the entire outfit looks like.
That was the first picture, I think.
That is her in the full helmet, wings, and everything.
Yeah, it looks very much, it looks exactly like the Kingdom Come armor.
I won't lie to you. When I first seen it, I hated it. I really did. But then, watching it in action, seeing it, it grew on me.
No, it looks like the Kingdom Come armor. Why am I arguing with this guy today?
I don't hate it, but I don't exactly like it.
Nick gives it a 3.5 only because he's never seen the movie, so he doesn't know the story behind why she wears it.
So I'm going to go with a 3.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 as well. I'm going to agree with Nick. I'll drop my score a little bit. I think it's still great, solid, good. Seth gives it a 4.
not perfect, but yes, this was her in Kingdom Come. That was the design that they're copying.
All they did,
they took away the dress, so the skirt's not there, and they covered her arms.
That's all they did was make it more
but
armor.
But it is the Kingdom Come armor.
It's gold, which is supposed to be gold. Yeah, all they did was just add more to it. They didn't take... That's all they did. They just added more to it. She even has, like, the chainmail underneath the armor-looking thing. See it on her arms and legs? All they did was just give her more padded armor. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Considering
I will say that they, in the past, when they've incorporated the gold armor, they've woven in, like, American flags and shit like that. They didn't do that here, but that doesn't really matter.
Well, because first off, you know, she doesn't even live in America in the movies. Well, I don't know why she lives in, like, Paris. Why would you have an American flag put on anyway? You're not even living in the States. If you pay attention to the movie, she's in fucking France.
Yeah.
Remember that during the Justice League stuff she was in.
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like this. I do like
it. I heard that this was very uncomfortable to wear. I remember seeing posts from her.
Dude, I looked at it.
That said that it was uncomfortable and difficult to wear.
I could see it being uncomfortable. I could see it being as similar as the 3PO costume.
You also could be right.
The way that she moves in it and the way that she does all her acting, you would never know that this was a pain in the ass to wear.
Now, you could also be right too, Nick. Just like what Scott said. She either lives in Paris or London. Without seeing the monuments in the movie, because I was just paying attention. I wasn't really paying attention to the buildings and stuff. She could either be living in London or Paris, one of the two. But I do know that she does not live in the United States in the movies.
So what's Bill's score?
Bill's going to give this score a 4 because he likes it.
Okay. I like the armor. It is cool. But it actually rates about a 3.5.
I give it.
I'm not huge on the... I think it is cool, but like...
You're not going to see it that often.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it that often. And there was something about... In the movie when I seen this, and that I know I'm not supposed to reference it like that because we're supposed to be talking about the costumes, but in the movie when I seen it, it just looked like she did a lot of blocking and standing around in it. And it's very much because it was probably hard as shit to do anything with it. And then even when she sheds it, she only does like a quick fight scene thing, and then she gets rid of it. And I think the reason for that is because she moves better and looks better in the original outfit than she ever does in this.
I can take one look at this picture, and I can tell that does not look like the most comfortable thing to wear.
Well, the golden armor gets a 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Good score. Okay, so we still got to show off her original. That's the...
No, I think that's...
Nope, that's not. Okay.
Her Wonder Woman.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay,
there is a difference between these. It's not much, but the headpieces are different in all three of them. The armor plates are different in all three of them. The dresses relatively are the same, except for in the Justice League, it is the longest skirt that she will wear, and the boots change in all three. They are color variations to a point, and they are armor variations to a point, such as if you look at this design here on the gauntlets, as opposed to where she wears the underlay on the Wonder Woman movie. You see what I'm getting at? And then it's more of a glove
in the Justice League.
So there have been slight differences in every one of these armor variations, but they're not that extreme.
First off, maybe it's just the way that the middle picture, the TR, is angled, but it looks like Justice League and Batman v Superman, she wore a bigger tiara than in the first Wonder Woman movie.
It looks about the same.
For me, the V-looking thing looks bigger on the Justice League than it does in the next one. It's not a big difference. It's just, to me, it looks bigger, but it also could just be the way that the TR is angled on her head. You know what I mean? I mean, I can see it. I think that the TR did change from Batman v Superman...
Yes.
To Wonder Woman.
Each time the tiara is different. Each time it is different.
The belt, the double,
and we're not even seeing the 84. The 84 one, they finally allowed her to throw it.
I know. I was waiting for that.
It's actually a weapon.
I know. I mean, everything that woman has on her is a weapon. She can fucking make...
And also 84 had the best color scheme because they finally let it be colorful. They were constantly trying to drown it out and bronze it
they
and everything like that.
Because Batman
their, look
Batman
very
v Superman
warm.
Was
yeah,
gonna, dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was really
colors.
Dark.
Everybody had to be dark.
Even though Wonder Woman is not a dark character, she's kind of a bright...
She's hope.
Yes.
She's supposed to be hope, love, passion, truth.
And technically, Superman's supposed to be hope, but...
Superman...
Listen, supposed to be.
Listen, man, Batman wears all black, and that's always how it's been.
And yes, they do
right.
away with the sword in 84. It's not part of the costume, but of course it isn't, because it... One of the swords has been destroyed, and for... We don't know exactly what happens that gives her a sword back... When she finally shows up in Batman v Superman.
Because in the first Wonder Woman movie, she had God kill her.
And it's destroyed.
Yes.
And then she moves on from there into the 84 continuity that we're currently seeing.
Which she doesn't
have it.
Right.
And then she gets another sword, but we don't know when or how.
And there was
Could
a sword in Justice League, too.
Yes, Justice League took place in 2016. Obviously,
because she has the sword for Batman v Superman,
obviously,
she has it for Justice League.
84.
So at some point between 84 and 2016, you know, a little bit of time there to get a sword, a little bit of time.
Almost all. I mean, what is it? Let's see. Quick, I need quiet while I do math.
No, Wonder Woman is truth.
In 32 years,
Wonder Woman is truth. Has been truth forever.
Now. She'll get a new sword sometime in the 32-year gap. But now I also heard that Wonder Woman 3 is supposed to bring her in modern day. That's what I heard. There is a 32-year gap between 84 and her first appearance in Batman v Superman.
Okay, so when is that?
So there's a 32-year gap between yes. 1984 and 2016.
Okay, so that's how long she has to get a new sword.
Yes.
Makes perfect sense.
But because from what I read, Wonder Woman 3 won't take place in between that 32-year gap. It's supposed to modernize, bring her into our time. I'm sorry.
Then again, Justice League is kind of in the modern time, though.
It is, but God, there's a 32-year gap of... What did you do? Just
yep, there's 32 years. Well, she removed herself...
She did.
Not that this is any part of what we're doing here, but she removed herself from the issues of man for a long time, and she did that on purpose. She purposely chose not to interfere in our wars or our stupidity until very recently.
Because she's been alive. Yeah, she's been alive.
I think at the end of the actual Wonder Woman movie is where she decides, okay, she's jumping back in, which probably should lead into.
But she doesn't jump back in.
No.
She was very much a. She's not a public figure at that time. She's a secret figure. Because there's only reports of some woman doing things, and they're like, whatever this is, it's been happening around the city, we don't know what's going on. And then, of course, by the end of that, everybody would know who or what she is, or something to that extent, unless she was still overshadowed, even on the events of everything that happened, maybe she was still even further overshadowed by the fact that everybody renounces their wish... Which means that technically 84 didn't happen.
Okay, so let's do it this way then.
Are we doing all three or one as a whole?
We rated the armor from 84. We rated her Themyscira outfit. So her first appearance on film for Gal Gadot's character was Batman v Superman.
That's the first time we get to see her, so rate that.
It's a darker color. Does it fit well with the theme that they're projecting? Dark, yes. But even Superman had that darker blue.
Yeah.
From when Brandon Rolfe was Superman in Superman Returns. He had that dark blue, not the light blue that Reeves and everybody else wore. So the outfit matches the theme. It is a darker theme. And I like it. I loved her first appearance when she came down with that shield and blocked Doomsday's attack. It was sick. I'm going to give it a 4. Now, I'm going to move on to Wonder Woman.
Wait. We need to...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got to give everybody score.
Yeah, everybody needs a...
Let me see.
So Batman v Superman, armor first.
Nick says just rate all three of these as three.
He said...
All three of them is all three
we,
for Nick.
Are we rating all three?
All three or just one as a whole?
We're rating all three, right?
Because
there's only slight variations. Especially
there are slight variations. This comes down to being...
The boots especially.
We gave this to Iron Man, though. We allowed him slight variations, and we rated every single one of them.
We got to be fair, then. So we'll rate all three.
So you gave Batman v Superman
a
version
four.
Of four.
Because we did talk about the fact that his armor changed, like how the bird goes further down on this costume
yep.
than it does on that costume, and very much the bird is solid on the Batman v Superman, and it's not on the Wonder Woman costume. If you're looking at it, there's all the interlace, which changes what we're looking at, and the boots change.
4.5 for Seth, and 4.5 for Nick. Okay. For the Batman v Superman. So they both gave 4.5.
Because she literally stole the show, I can sit at 4.5. Because as soon as she showed up, literally nobody was paying attention to anything else in that movie.
When
is she with you?
I remember my wife. She's not a huge superhero fan, but she loves Wonder Woman. She watched that movie with me. When Wonder Woman showed up, I saw a smile on her face because just the way her entrance came, you know, I just saved two of the most iconic superheroes of all time, and I didn't even budge when she dropped down, showing that, oh damn, we got another powerhouse just entered the battlefield. The way that she fought Doomsday was, she did steal the show in a way. I mean, Batman kind of went off to the corner to hide because, you know, Doomsday punches him, he's dead, and Superman fought fine, but I think she stole the show in that movie towards the end, obviously. So, did you score yet?
No, that's what I'm about to
okay.
do. See, she is supposed to be colorful. She is Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Yes.
The fact that the only thing that's colorful on her is her skirt.
She's more colorful than any of the guys that appeared in that movie.
I know.
She was the most colorful thing in that dark world.
So I'm going to go with 3.
DC got okay. panned for their dark, okay, brooding.
So Batman v Superman, Wonder Woman got a 4.1.
So now let's move on to Wonder Woman, her first solo movie.
I loved that fucking costume.
Yes.
I loved that costume. I loved that movie.
Dude,
damn it, dude.
My favorite scene is when they're in the trench. And she's like, why can't we go over there? Well, that's no man's land. No man has ever got a foot into that.
And she walks up there.
And she's like, she takes off that robe, steps up, and she's barely, okay, at the time, at 19,
yeah,
early
yeah.
1900s,
oh,
we're talking
oh,
World
that,
War
that,
One. You see a half-naked woman
yeah.
fucking ascend stairs, and the other guy's like, what the fuck's she doing?
Nick yeah. dropped a Genesis.
Oh, he loved that one. Genesis.
That's a 10.
And love that. That is my favorite scene in the movie, where she's walking, and she's just blocking the bullets.
I don't know if I want to...
The Wonder Woman...
5.
The Wonder Woman, I'm going to go 5. I really like... They toned up the colors.
Yes, they did.
They brought everything out and popped it. I'm not supposed to rate on the movie. I'm trying to step away from that because I fucking love that movie. I think Wonder Woman is easily in the top greatest superhero origin movies ever put to film.
I can also put Aquaman in that because Aquaman was surprisingly great.
Damn it.
He's fighting with himself.
He's
fighting. He's like, I love it, but oh.
I don't know if I want to save the Genesis for the Justice League costume or not.
Seth gave it a 4.8.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Damn it. Okay, I'm going to Genesis.
Oh, nice. That's a 10. She's already won. Unless the rest of us drop a Genesis somewhere else.
Okay.
And that's a true statement, too, what Ronan actually dropped. She was pregnant during that scene.
Nice.
During walking across the no man's land, she was pregnant during that scene.
See, that's a piece of information I had no idea until now.
6.96 for the Wonder Woman costume.
Damn, that's a great score.
Okay.
Now,
Justice League's design.
Now, Justice League... Not too much of a difference. I think it's hard to... Here's why I'm getting thrown off with the boots. It's because of the background. You see how in the middle, the background's kind of orange? But over here, it's blue?
It's like the boots are more cleaned up and polished.
Yes, they do look dirtier in the Wonder
Woman. I think they went out of her way. They changed her colors a little bit, but I think they were purposely trying to push out the gold and make her the most colorful thing in the Justice League movie. Because they tried to clean up things like Superman's costume and whatnot, and then they tried not to reuse colors. So, like, if I'm not mistaken, like, you notice the red that's on Superman is not the red they use for Wonder Woman. I think they marooned her on purpose to pop the gold out harder.
But we all know that the person that stuck out the most, because your eyes see red, the Flash was probably brighter than anybody because he wore.
I think he was the darkest red on the field, though.
He was the darkest.
It was just he had a lot of red. But yes. I'm almost positive they did not use a single actual
Seth
same
is
color
it a 4.
Variant.
4.6, and the red plates are a little darker, and I like it. So Nick is giving her a 4.99, and I'm going to give her because there's only slight. I'm sticking with a 5.
Yeah,
I'm sticking with a 5 because there's not enough polishing. Okay, whatever. So the gold pops a little bit more. I'm still sticking with it. I'm still sticking with a 5.
So now,
wait, what Bill give?
Bill? Oh, I kept with a 5.
5.
5. I'm going with 5 as well since I can't double Genesis.
Okay, so now we're looking. This is 84, if I'm not mistaken. All the way across, this is the 84 costume. And it's pretty damn the same, except for color.
4.918 for the Justice League costume.
Aside from color, this is very much what was worn in Justice League. It's really a color variation on the 84 costume, if I'm not mistaken. The tiara might be ever so slightly different, but it's really not by much. It's almost not enough to really say anything.
So, I still have it. Genesis?
I actually think increasing the color on the 84 costume, just like you just said, I actually think I can do the Genesis on this costume. And the reason is because they do pull out the blue, and they pull out that maroon and make it more of that deeper red color. I like the deeper red as opposed to like brick red.
Instead of changing her costume, they only slightly change the darkness or lightness of a color.
Yes. So, and I think they actually enhance it even further. These pictures I don't think show as much as when you're watching the movie. I think they do color enhancements in the movie because she's like bright mm-hmm. in the movie.
I'm going to go 5.
Nick will drop a 5. And I'm just waiting for Seth's score.
Five.
Oh my God, dude! She got two. Five. She got two
because she got the two Genesis.
Seven.
She got. Crazy.
She won. This one won because that's a 7.
Yep.
All right. Nice. There we go. The Wonder Woman episode.
Then there's the other pictures.
Did you want to do the other thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, there's
yeah,
another
there's still
one.
The
there's
wait.
Justice League
I forgot
Mortal.
About this. Oh, my God.
This was going to be a movie.
Yes, it was going to be a movie. This did not happen.
I mean, you could see where some of the top fit in with the Gal Gadot, so.
Yes, but I don't like the color brown.
Okay, so this was it. This is what was going to appear. I forgot about this. When they were first talking about a Justice League movie, this was some of the promotional stuff that was released, and it didn't happen.
I can see why. No.
And I'd actually pushed this out of my mind as like a cosplay.
Is it a bad costume? No. I don't like the color. The blue's fine, obviously. Don't like that brown bronze color.
I don't like the brown bronze color.
Don't like that at all.
I don't like the gauntlets being the color they are. I don't like the tiara at all. I'd rather tiara be solid.
Seth's giving it a 1.5. I'm giving it a 2.
Her face looks more porn star to me than actress. I feel bad saying that because I know this woman is an actress, but maybe it's just the way they're shooting her or the way they chose the dynamic light or something, but it really looks like she's playing a porn star angle here instead of being taken seriously as, like, a warrior or something.
She looks like she's just modeling.
Kind of, yeah. There's something about this that really doesn't work for me.
two for porn. Yeah, Nick, two for porno Wonder Woman. I gave it a two. Let's be real. I think this is, other than that Star Spangled failure, like Nick put earlier, this is, I think, the worst thing I've seen.
This is bad.
I don't like it at all. And I'm so glad it didn't make it to film.
This, to me, I can drop a one on this. It looks like somebody had random materials, right? They had like a tiara thing, and they had like this brassiere, and they were like, I could make a skirt. I could go as Wonder Woman.
Who's the? I don't know the actress. I swear to God, she looks familiar to me.
I don't mind the top,
but I don't.
The skirt and everything else just looks wrong, so I'm going to 1.5.
This never happened. We don't know how far in or anything this was. This could have literally been a concept shot when they were having the idea. Kind of like there are concept shots of Christian Bale in the Nolan bat suit. That's a real thing. They just spray painted it black and they tested him. They were like, he looks like Batman. It'll work. And I think that's probably what happened here, is that none of this was actually ready to go.
1.6 for this version of Wonder Woman. So let's take a look at the group pictures.
Yep. In terms of, because we will have to ask this question, who is the best Wonder Woman?
Okay. Because the middle one doesn't count, because it never got passed.
It never happened.
So we can't, I mean, you can say that she has a great design, but that's about it. But if you're talking best, this is a tough one, because you got Linda Carter, who basically revolutionized it.
Yeah.
And you got to give, it was in the 70s, you got to give the time period, you got to put that into account. But while I believe Linda Carter, without Linda Carter, there is no live-action Wonder Woman, because Gal had to basically, all she had was one frame of reference.
Yeah.
It's not like Henry Cavill, who's had multiple people be Superman in the past.
He had somebody to, okay, that's something to say. And if we're talking about the best, and we're talking about who really makes Wonder Woman for you, that's a very personal opinion. You, on that question, could literally pick the 66 Batman if you wanted to, because it's a personal question as to who grew up with him,
but he's not my favorite.
But if we were to ask this question in the most broad sense possible, you could even pick a cartoon. We're not allowed to do that here, because we're talking about the live actions.
For me, it's Gal.
But
I love Linda Carter.
Yes.
I really do, and she is...
But it has aged pretty poorly.
And I did
it
not.
It feels like it was made in the time that it was made.
I was already an adult before I even saw anything...
I'll say this, though.
...of Linda Carter's.
If I'm going to tell you who looked...
Nick and Seth both agree, Gal.
...who looked the most Wonder Woman of anything I've ever seen, it's Linda. I'm telling you, her face is fucking perfect.
Was she the perfect person for this role? Yes. Now,
had she been capable and that age today,
she still looks great. Even at her age now, she still looks great.
Right, but what I'm getting at is, had we had the same technology back then, and we're making movies like that, like we make today, back then
we have a big.
She would have been unfucking believable, because I'm telling you, just like Christopher, she looks it, man. She's straight on, dead 100% comic accurate. In a way that just seems unnatural to me. Her face is fucking Wonder Woman. Even before, because comics do this now. They didn't do this back then. Back then, comics were what they were. Nowadays, a show will come out, and the comics will kind of slowly alter the appearance of somebody to kind of look, that kind of edge it a little bit. They'll try to make it subtle, but very much you could tell that the comics are trying to be like, it's him. See how that look? Because look at Bruce Wayne. I'm telling you, go look at Bruce Wayne in the comic books today. And go look at him back in the fucking 30s and 40s. Is not the same guy.
No, not at all.
Not that Wonder Woman necessarily is, but that also makes my point. That back then, Wonder Woman had a look that was agreed on. And that was what the comics did. And it didn't matter what actress took her place. That was it. In fact, right there is the comic book Wonder Woman sitting on my shelf right now. That's her. Look at her. Look at this one holding the flag. That's her fucking face, man. It's unfucking canny.
It's like, it's that same argument we had that certain people were born to play a role. Patrick Stewart, you were born to be Xavier. You look exactly like Xavier. You have, I know there's other, I have other people. I just,
you have other people? I just, are you sure? Do
he
you
was,
have
the,
other
he
people?
Was the easiest one.
Can you even fucking think of the other guy? Can you even fucking think of him? The one other guy to play Xavier? Because Patrick Stewart was Xavier. It's all you've got.
It's the easiest one to remember.
I like how you killed your own shit right there almost instantly. Like, there have been other people. I couldn't name them if my fucking life depended on it because Patrick Stewart. But
I love Patrick Stewart.
But if I had to pick only looks and only the face, and like if I had to call out body type and whatnot, then yes, Linda Carter won this. But the person who is the embodiment and has done it so well, and not just in terms of the movies, but when she visits hospitals in costume, and all the things that she's a part of, all the charities that she's a part of, and all the things that she does, Gal is amazing. Gal is Wonder Woman.
Fine choice for Wonder Woman.
I think I'm going to be similar because I remember seeing some of Linda Carter growing up. Not a lot, but she was the base for Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And then when Gal showed up in the movies, she became the best one.
Let's put
it was that moment, those 15 fucking minutes, that's the Wonder Woman movie.
Here's the thing.
Like, she just comes down out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, Batman and Superman
don't
fucking exist.
We don't forget where the character came from. Linda Carter is the foundation of Wonder Woman, because you have to build on a foundation. She started it, she's fantastic, and I'm telling you, it's neck and neck, right here. I think I give Gal a slight advantage over Linda, but it's not even that big of a margin. It really isn't.
It's probably mostly because of the age.
I didn't grow up with Linda.
Right.
She is. Before my time. I got to see some stuff.
I technically didn't either. I remember Linda Carter from like TV Land, like late at night. Nickelodeon
saw clips and stuff.
And I
never
saw Batman and Linda Carter and shit.
It's not fair because I am alive currently while Gal is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's the one I'm seeing the most.
And she also, look, dude, not only is that Wonder Woman movie one of the greatest fucking superhero origins ever put to film, it is, fucking argue with you, but also she has one of the best themes now, too.
Oh, that fucking
Wonder Woman theme is fucking fantastic. It's right up there with the Superman and the Batman, Dan Elfman fucking music. That's right, right?
Batman. Yeah. John Williams did Superman.
Yeah. Holy shit,
those are three
amazing
them facts. I did not know any of that.
Because
Danny Elfman also did the Flash, the 90s Flash series.
I knew what I was fighting with myself as to whether or not I was right about the Batman. So when I said it out loud, I had to second guess real quick and hope I didn't make a fool of myself.
But no, I think Gal wins this one.
Oh.
You know the question we've never asked? Who was the worst?
It's Kathy Lee.
Yeah, easily.
It's Kathy Lee. So mean, but it is.
That's because
with Linda being a very close second there.
Linda.
Harrison.
When you said
Linda. Linda with an I.
Let's just say the first two were the worst ones.
That's easy. I agree.
I like how the show stopped. Like, what the fuck did you just say?
Well, when you said Linda, I was thinking, are you high? She's one of the best.
What the fuck did you just say?
But overall, Linda, Adrian, Gal.
I've seen that as well. The deep fake, what he's talking about, it's fucking fantastic. There is a deep fake with Linda's face put on Gal Gadot, and it's crazy to see. It's kind of like what they did that Star Trek, where they redo the original trailer. But it's the trailer for the 2000
the rebooted
11th movie.
Yeah, the rebooted one, but it has the actual original.
But it uses all the original actors, it's William Shatner and whatnot.
So the 2009 reboot.
Yes, that's an incredible deep fake as well. Yeah, see, like, if it wasn't for this bottom that they put on her, Because Linda looks terrific. Like, she's very much one of those actresses of her time that was an all-natural, solid beauty, 100%. In fact, I would compare her to, like, Yvonne Craig.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, she's got to be what? What is she now, in her 60s, 70s now?
Yeah.
She still looks...
I want to say about 60, but
You know she left acting just to do what she wanted to do?
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
She just went and became a lounge singer. She just wanted to sing and wanted to, like, live the life she wanted to live. She was thankful for what she'd done, and she did the acting here and there that she wanted to do, and she's even done voice acting here and there when she's interested. But she just wants to live the life she wants to live. So she just went and did lounge singing and shit because it's what she wanted to do.
And it's nice for her to come back to do a cameo in a role.
And it is just cameo. It's not a physical or anything like she did. So
it's a cameo because you got... I'm sorry. I know there was two people before her, sort of. I don't care. You have to bring in the OG Wonder Woman for a cameo.
Oh, that's true, too. Linda's one of the singers. Linda's a singer in Fallout 4.
Wow.
Yeah. And she wrote the songs.
Nice.
That Ronan was just talking about that. He's right. That's a real fact.
Dude, that's actually pretty cool now.
Huh.
Dude, I'm saying, dude, Linda looks great now. She aged very well. I'd still do her. Easily. Not even,
wow.
But I don't give a fuck how old she is. You know what I'm about.
There's all of them. You see, when they all stand here like this... See, we didn't do form-fit costumes or anything now. Gal's costume is made specifically to form and work in every single movement that she could ever make. It's perfectly fitted. Literally perfectly fitted.
That just comes with the times.
But if you look at Linda, a lot of people don't know what Linda actually looks like because they know her from this, and that costume is specifically not designed that way. It's a very rigid, harsh... solid clothy material, and its underframe is designed not to work like exactly she is built.
Seems like the cameras we had in the 60s can't get a clear picture at all.
Yeah, you know, it's so 60s. Bad.
Why is it blurry? I mean, I wasn't alive in the 60s, so I don't know, but...
Yeah, this costume is so bad.
One of these things is not like the other.
Why is it so fucking bad?
Seth says his favorite role for Linda Carter was the cokehead mayor from Super Troopers. It's funny as hell.
That's funny.
There's the two of them.
Yep, the two of them.
And yeah, you could tell why Gal was chosen, though. If you look at Gal's face, Gal has it. She does. She has that solid Wonder Woman face. And now, I'm not gonna tell you she looks like she was pulled from the comics, though, and here's the reason why. The comics, like I said... have been slowly altered to kind of look like Gal. They do. Pull up an image of Wonder Woman currently as she looks right now. And she looks an awful lot like Gal. But Gal had the right feature. She has that solid... Because Wonder Woman has a heavy face.
Then why can't we get the
she
Flash
has a,
right?
She has a solid angular
I'm
face.
I'm gonna point out that Flash in the comics is still kind of got some muscle. Wow. Ezra and Grant are like string beans.
Yeah, but if you look, the Flash, in terms of his street clothes and everything, is now way skinnier than he used to be.
I know, they toned him down.
Like, if you're looking at him, he doesn't look like anything now.
He doesn't look like they used the same fucking model for Superman and Batman.
Exactly.
Because that was a thing, man. They just kept using the same body for different characters.
Yeah, she's really got it there, though. She's really got it.
Well, these are
the two best ones.
Here's the one. Here it is. These two are my Wonder Woman.
The only thing I'm surprised they didn't do is they have not CG, because with the CG and the way it is today, I'm surprised, and maybe it's something in the contract, or maybe it's an idea that Gal would not allow it. I don't know what the idea is. Something is stopping them from doing it, but... they don't go in and CG Gal's eyes to be that extraordinary blue.
There she's good.
Where Linda literally just had them.
She just naturally bright blue eyes.
But like, it just surprises me that they haven't, because sometimes I almost feel like they're doing that for Chris Pine.
Yeah.
His eyes seem almost unnaturally blue, but then I think those are his real eyes. I don't think those are fake. I think he has really... those hardcore baby blues.
Yeah, some people just have real bright blue eyes.
And that's it. We have covered Wonder Woman. We can delete it from the database now. Should you watch the 70s? Okay, man, that's tough. Okay, before we get out of here, I'm going to say this. I own the entire series. I own literally all of it. I've seen it. And there's a weird time skip. And, I mean, it's a weird fucking time skip where she leaves this guy that she's with. And then she, like, comes back. And it's, like, his son. And she's, like, hanging out with him. So there's, like, this weird time skip where it goes from them, like, fighting Nazis and shit like that to then skipping up to the era that she's actually, the show is being built in. So now with all of a sudden it's the 70s. It is okay, but you have to understand where it's coming from. It has to, you have to understand it. It's just like you can't watch Batman 66 and expect that it was taken seriously, because it wasn't. There's a fair amount of camp in the show, and there's a fair amount of influence from the time in which it was being made. And if you could put that aside, it's an interesting watch if you like things like pulp fiction, superheroes, like Batman, Green Hornet, things of that nature. If you like that shit, then Wonder Woman 70 is pretty serious. It's decent. It's not an awful series. It really isn't.
It's the foundation.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't know if it's on HBO Max or not. I'd say if it is, maybe try and check out the first season at least, or maybe a few episodes in the first season.
Just to see if you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Well, you may not see, because that's when I'm talking about the time skip, there's season one, which takes place like when she's fighting Nazis and there's a bunch of like stuff like that going on. And then there's a time skip when she jumps into the 70s and she's dealing. It's almost like a different show. So,
I'd say go ahead and give it a shot.
You may want to do like 6 episodes from the first season and 6 episodes from the second and kind of get a feel for whether or not you would care for the show at all.
Yeah. But with that being said,
that's it, I think. I think we're done here.
Yep. So we'll see you guys later.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.